Agricultural programming is made possible by Lernard Seed Service, an independent dealer providing DeKalb and Asgrow seed products, including Asgrow's new Roundup Ready 2-yield soybeans. Lernard Seed Service provides services to help customers in East Central Illinois maximize profits. 217-497-2270.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Friday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. This Friday morning, Kansas City March wheat opened at 5.96, up 6 on the open. May, 6.08, up 7 and a quarter. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 5.69, up 7 and a quarter on the open. May, 5.82, up 7 and a quarter. July, 5.94, up 7 and 3 quarters on the open. March corn opened at 3.75 and a half, up 4 and a quarter on the open. May, 3.85, up 3 and a half. July, 3.95 and a half, up 4. September, 4.05 and a quarter, up 3 and 3 quarters. December, 4.18 and a half, up 3 and a quarter. March of 2010, 4.32 and a half, up 3 and a half on the open. March beans open at 9.96, up 16 on the open. May, 9.99, up 15 and 3 quarters. July, 10.06, up 18 and 3 quarters. November, 9.28, up 13 and a half on the open. March soybean meal open at 3.14, up $6 on the open. May, 3.11, up $6. March soybean oil opened at 33.40, up 35 on the open. May, 33.65, up 23. February live cattle open at 83.50, down 12.5 on the open. March feeders, 94.30, up 17.5. February lean hogs, 56.45, down 5. And February bellies, 78.50, down 50 on the open. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 82.15 is up 152 points. The NASDAQ, 15.73, up 26.94. And the S&P 500 at 859.84, and it's up 13.99. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzulo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it looks to me like Wall Street pretty much shrugged off what you might construe as a bearish jobs report with job losses of 598,000 in January and a unemployment rate at 7.6%, and are looking down the road to a potentially rosier future if you go by the Dow.
Well, they're hoping that, Dave. I think that's a key element to today's trade in the grains and the overall idea that can we find a little bit of a low here and a retracement rally going into this Tuesday report, crop report, and can we build some strength here before we get through the month of February and into the first part of March. So the demand side is showing up in the crude oil today in terms of the negative unemployment figures and the 7.6 unemployment, like you say. That's showing up in the crude oil market, and we were down over $2 in crude. It's come off its lows and has come back to where it's only down about $1.75. A lot of that, in part, I suspect, too, the stock market finding the support that it's finding. But we're not sure whether the stock market is going up because of the expectations of a stimulus bill being passed, or what exactly it is, other than just the technicals. And so it's nice to see, but it gives us a little bit of a cautionary note. We're hoping that this thing sticks and we keep these gains all the way into today's close.
So if we keep the gains into the close, are you in the camp that we use the downside points of this week's lows in corn and beans as a pivot for a retracement rally?
We are. I mean, that's where it really boils down to what can producers do with what's happened the last few weeks. I was in Tuscola yesterday and spoke with Farm Credit Services on a marketing outlook, and no matter where I go, whether it's Illinois, Indiana, or Ohio, the producers really want to put some control back in their lives, I suspect, and I feel that strongly after I talk to people after our presentation. And I think these weekly lows that we saw this week, in our opinion, and in our contacts in Chicago, their opinion, are very important lows. And I would say at this point, from our standpoint, with working with hedgers, if you cannot stay above $4 in December corn, after Tuesday's report. You cannot stay above $9 in November beans after Tuesday's report then on a closing basis. Then you need to get something done in terms of protecting prices, because historically we still are very high in December corn and November beans when you go all the way back into the 60s. So that's the nice thing about this week. It gives us a chance to put a little bit of that control back into our lives.
I noticed you talked about harvest months. Should we then be putting the March charts aside at this point and looking at the next month out?
No, not at all. I think we're looking at retracement levels in the March charts, Dave, as our leading indicator.
Okay.
But I think what producers are not as worried about 08 prices. They're not as worried about the stuff in the bin, it seems to me. They're much more worried about 09, and that's why I put the preference in the real pressure on 09. I think the retracements, though, in March futures are extremely important. We're looking at a 38 to 50% retracement from those December lows and the September highs. If you look at those, that price level in March corn and March beans, you're talking about that 414 to 440 level possibly in the March corn. You're talking about the 1017, 1030 level in the March beans possibly. So those are price levels that have full-blown 38 to 50% retracement could give us. I think to be able to get there, though, is you've got the supportive stock market like we've talked about, but you also need to keep the weather on your side, which we have right now, and we also need to have a decent crop-lowering supply figure coming out of USDA in a global basis. I think a lot of the trade is counting on the idea that the South American supplies in both corn and beans are going to help offset maybe bigger U.S. supplies on Tuesday's report.
And if we don't hold the gains, if we break down below this week's lows, the implications are what?
I think you have a whole nother leg lower, and that's what we're going to prepare our clients for, and that's where it goes back to. The next real support in December corn really doesn't come into play, in our view, until you get back into the mid-350s. The next real support in the November beans doesn't come back into play until you get down to the low eights. That's the real support in our view, and I think that's where we don't want to have to play defense any longer, and I think producers are in that same camp right now. So I think that the weekly lows today are important, but I would be much more nervous about the D's corn and no beans below those certain points after Tuesday's numbers come out.
Take it back to the S&P charts, if you would, please, and tell us whether or not there's a certain degree of importance there. One of the things I've noticed is we did get a rally this week, and I wondered how much of that was on banks saying, you know what, we want to give the TARP money back as soon as we can.
Yeah, and you know what you have going on right now in a lot of the charts, whether you're talking about S&P or you're looking at March corn, you're looking at 50-day moving average, averages being tested and penetrated a little bit. I think that really speaks a lot to the Chicago trade. I think part of the reason why the S&P, again, I think a lot of it is technical. How's it been able to offset this bearish fundamental news? I think it's mostly technical. I think it's mostly probably quantitative funds, black box trading funds that watch the technicals so closely and make decisions off of that. So now that makes these moving averages very, very important now that we're starting to test them. Because if you look at it from a rational standpoint, you've got something like the Baltic Freight Index that's jumped 40-45% this week. That's a nice indicator. That takes some of the pressure off the bearish demand, probably get some of the weak bearish demand traders off the short side of the market, and they cover their positions. But if you look at that, that's probably the major thing you have going for you in the overall economy. You had a crude oil build again this week. You don't have a lot of great news coming out of China. So the technicals become extremely important to getting momentum back on the side of keeping the shorts covering and getting the longs back in.
Wheat still your leader?
It is. It is absolutely our leader, especially with the idea that yesterday we had a bearish Syria tender cancellation. We had a lukewarm export sales, but yet the market rallied anyway. Some say it's because of the Chinese drought and that affecting their winter wheat belt. But I think it's a little premature to say that. I think it's a little bit premature to call the crop dead in the southern plains. So, again, the wheat has the best look to it from a standpoint of being able to shrug off, a lot like the stock market, shrug off negative news.
Do you like 640 to 650 wheat?
The March contract, I would say if you can get back up to the 625 level, that would get you close to a 50% retracement. Mm-hmm. I would not turn my nose up at that if I were a hedger.
Anything else before we let you go today, sir?
We've got a new pledge drive going, Dave. Some of the guys in Tuscola said they'd pledge $1,000 to Will Radio if we could get D's corn back up to $7 by June 30th. So we'll be on the road collecting those pledges this winter for you.
June 30th, $1,000. if we can get $7.
And I've got all their names, and they're going to have to own up to it if it happens.
Oh, we just can't wait for that to happen.
All right, thanks, Dave.
Thank you very much, Mike. That's Mike Zuzolo of Risk Management Commodities. He is in Lafayette, Indiana, and he joins us every Friday morning on the Opening Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and get you caught up on the current trade in Kansas City. March wheat, 588 and a half, down 1 1/2. May, 599 and 3/4, down 1. March wheat at the Board of Trade, 558 and a quarter, down 3 1/2. July, 583 and a half, down 2 3/4. March corn, 375 and 3/4, now 376, up 4 3/4. July, 396 and a half, up 5. December, 419 and a half, up 4 1/4. March crude, 39.40, down 177. The March RBOB at 123 9/10, down 3 6/10. March beans, 992 and a half, up 12 and a half. May, 997 and a half, up 14 and a quarter. July, 1002 and a half, up 15 and a quarter. November, 927 and a half, up 13. March soybean meal, 313.40, up 5.40. March soybean oil, 33.16, up 11 cents. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana, and on the web 24/7 at WILLAG.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.